Hey, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I wanted to talk a little bit about container gardening. For those of you who have already planted their main bed or that don't have any room to plant things, consider a container bed. You have to think about such things as sunlight exposure, water accessibility, and protection from the wind when deciding where to put your containers, much like you would for a garden, but it's a little more flexible. Now, to maximize your veggie harvest, you'll want to place your pots in an area that gets full sun. That usually means 6 to 8 hours of sunlight per day. Now, lettuce and spinach and other greens can grow well in less sunlight, even 3 to 5 hours a day. But for any fruiting plants like tomatoes, peppers, squash, or eggplant, full sun should be the goal. Southern and western exposures of your around your house will provide the most sunlight and warmth, while those to the north and east exposures will be shadier and somewhat cooler. It's also a good idea to put your pot somewhere you can reach with a watering hose. Now keep in mind, a container garden tend to need more water than your standard in-ground gardens. And there's nothing worse than having to lug a watering can or a hose across your yard a dozen times every morning, and then having to do it again in the evening. So having an easily accessible source of water nearby saves you a lot of time and effort, and you really don't want to be lugging those big pots of plants around either. Now, protecting your containers from direct wind will keep them from drying out as much, and it also prevents accidental tipping over. Now, I thought that was kind of silly. I wouldn't tip a plant over, but my goodness, I have, so beware. Depending on the size of your containers and the plants that you're growing, they may get very top-heavy as the season goes on, which makes them more vulnerable to tipping over in strong winds. Place containers in sheltered locations or plan to secure them, either with blocks or stones or ropes or something like that. And finally, do have a look around your yard and look for those microclimates we talked about one other time. These microclimates are small pockets of space in and around your garden in which the climate of the immediate area doesn't seem to match the greater climate of your location. For example, if you have an asphalt driveway, it'll hold warmth longer than a patch of grass will. So any pots placed on the driveway or near it, very close to it, will be exposed to that extra warmth. On the other hand, this could mean that the pots dry out more quickly. But then again, the plants may grow better, thanks to the warmer soil. Now, this means the same thing if it's beside a house or beside a big rock or anything like that. But do have a look around and watch where you see the frost pockets are, because that'll be a little colder climate, and where things might tend to start a little bit more. But whatever you decide to plant and wherever you decide to plant it, have a wonderful gardening year. Enjoy yourself. Bye-bye for now. It's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Have a great Muskogee Day.